Mr. Case, Divine Works Education and Training. Podcast title for today is How Do I Find Out Who I Am? This is a big, big question that many people have. And many people have the question, but they don't can't really put their finger on the question, what it really means to them. I think the interpretation of this question is very, very vague. When I say that, I mean, sometimes in life we have questions that come up in our hearts and in our spirits, and we cannot really identify with the question. We know there's something, but we don't really know what it is. And this is a question that many of us have. And my observation of us as society, we get involved in a lot of things, y'all, a whole lot of things. And some of the things, when I say things, I mean activities. Some of the activities that we find ourselves involved in are not reflective of who we are. They don't fall into alignment with who we are. When we understand who we are, and specifically in Christ, our decision making gets real keen. We get real precise. And the people, the places, the ideas that we entertain, the culture that we entertain, even the interpretation of our experiences are very, very concise. And we have a lot of precision when we understand who we are in God. So I'm going to use this podcast more so to promote God. I know some of us that may be listening to this, we may not be believers. But trust me, from speaking from my life to yours, this is going to help us. This is going to help all of us out. This will help you out if you be open to the different ideas and experience that we'll share on this podcast. It'll help you out tremendously. So I ask that you be open. Be open. If you find different thoughts trying to discredit the things that I'm sharing and the things that we'll share in this podcast, know that those thoughts are thieves and robbers. Those thoughts will try to come and steal from you. And steal from you and keep you in the darkness in regards to your purpose and your destiny. All right, be aware. So how did this podcast get inspired? How did it come about? It came about because, I happened to be subbing. I subbed the first 3 days of school in a class, in an English class, and the teacher left some real good material for us. These young people were seniors, and the goal was to get them started on the right path to help them build some momentum going into the school year. So he set assignments that touched upon goal setting on a personal and professional level. And I say to you this, that before you try to set any type of goal on a personal and professional level, you have to understand who God called you to be. You have to. We could go any other route, but that increases the probability of us missing a mark. That increases the probability of us going in the wrong direction, because the direction that we take in life, the decision that we make in life, is going to be according to our God-given purpose, identity, and destiny, destination. Where my life is going according to who I am and why I'm on the planet Earth, my purpose. The exercises were awesome. The second day, we begin to teach about identity, purpose, and destiny. The first day was a get to know you exercise, which is key in concert with this. Then the second day was the personal and professional goals. I asked the young people to give me 3 personal goals, 3 professional goals, and 5 action steps that will lead them into the fulfillment or the accomplishment of those personal professional goals. However, before we could teach them and show them how to construct the goals, we had to go into the root of who they are. We touched upon identity, who we are. We touched upon purpose, why we here, and we touched upon destiny. Where we are headed according to identity and purpose. Once we laid that foundation, now we can go into the goals, because your personal and professional goals should complement your true identity in Christ. This podcast can be used by high school students, preferably or specifically seniors, or maybe juniors. Also, this podcast can be used for young people, possibly ages 18, maybe 25. And also, it can be used for adults as well, because not all adults walk in their God-given purpose and destiny. And some adults don't know, don't understand, because the value system that we've been taught to value accomplishments, achievements, and awards. And these surface items will bury the our purpose and destiny, because we get bogged down and we get real engaged and preoccupied with achievements, with awards, with acquisitions. Acquisitions meaning purchases, cars, houses, investment opportunities. However, these items can steal and can hold us hostage from discovering who we are. First and foremost, our identity is discovered. Our identity is not found. And if I could provide clarity for this, when I make that statement, I mean that our identity is already on the inside of us. It takes people of God to be sent to us to unlock. We have keys to unlock a person's identity, their purpose and destiny. When a person hasn't come into the awareness or revelation of who they are, that doesn't mean that they have to look outside of themselves to affirm or confirm who they are. It takes a person that's in God that understands who they are to be sent to that person to speak a word, whether in traditional conversation, teaching, whatever God has inspired them to go, whatever direction. It takes that person to speak to the identity and purpose of destiny to an individual, to stir them up, to allow them to know that there's more to life than what I settled for. Case in point, when I'm in a classroom and we teach on this topic, one young lady was engaged. She was locked in. And I knew that she had questions. After the class ends, she lingers a little bit. And her first statement to me was, "I have a lot of questions. How do I find out who I am? How do I find that?" And I reiterated some things that we touched upon in the classroom. And I told her, if you got a lot of questions, write those questions down. She wrote down 5 questions, gave them to me. And I answered those 5 questions for her. I wrote the answers down on some note cards. And I give you that example because she was already stirred up. But it took me understanding who I am in God to speak to her identity, purpose, and destiny. And she was locked in. And she humbled herself and said, "I have a lot of questions." And for her to be a senior, it's important for her to understand who God called her to be before she set these goals. Because academically, we had a tendency to identify our what in place of our who. My profession takes precedence over who I am, when who I am should take precedence over my profession. What I am is not who I am. My profession is not my identity. My profession is a channel, is a vehicle that my identity flows through. My profession is a function in the marketplace or in the job arena where my true identity in Christ flows through. And when the flow takes place, it pours into the lives of those whose cups are open. If you got your cup ready to be filled and you're able to receive the identity that God has placed on the inside of a person, then it'll stir you up and allow you to step into your purpose, your identity, and your destiny. But it's not something that we have to look outside of us. Well, we had a tendency to look outside of us to understand who we are, we miss the mark oftentimes because we're looking at people, we're looking at places, we're looking at things, music, culture, experience to find something that's already in us. That's why I said that we discover who we are. When you discover, it's uncovered. When you discover, it's like having gold underneath the surface. You have to dig underneath the surface. Surface meaning cosmetic items, actions, behaviors, and excuse the fire alarm. We got some situations taking place. I apologize for that. Surface items, things, the surface things that we do. We have to go beneath those. Give you a surface example. Going to school, academics. That's surface. It prepares us to go into the marketplace or the job arena, certified and legal to function in the marketplace from a legal standpoint. The state will recognize a certification or education, whatever you've been trained to do. That's surface though, because it's not in the depths or the crevice of who we are. And our society puts high priority on education. And I'm not knocking that, but I'm saying that that's surface at best. Surface at best. My identity, who I am, flows through my education. Now, it didn't happen like that for me. I was introduced to education. Well, I was really introduced to my purpose and destiny before I even was aware of it. But when I became aware of it, I was selling real estate at the time, and a person was sent to me and she said, I could see you as a teacher. Immediately I rejected it because my intellect and my human reasoning and my interpretation of other people's experiences told me that that wasn't true about who I am. But now you see in 2018, that seed that was sown, that identity of purpose and destiny that was revealed to me by somebody speaking, is now manifesting. Superseded all my experiences and my interpretation of other people's experiences and the experience that other people share with me, because it was God. I knew in my life after I left college, it was more than life. Once you come to that awareness in your heart and you begin to have those thoughts, I know there's something more, or I'm tired of living my life like this, or something is telling me to do this. That's God all day long. Go with that thought. That's the divine you. That's the inner voice on the inside of us that's letting us know. It's sending a signal. He is sending a signal to us that we need to go in that direction. We need to seek that out. And how do I find out who I am? When I begin to hear this inner voice, I ask God, what does this mean? What do you mean? Help me understand. After you ask those questions, you be still and be quiet and listen. You can still live your normal life and God will speak to you and help you further identify and bring further clarity into who you are. Just like the young lady did, she asked the person who's walking in their purpose, their God-given purpose, identity, and destiny, how do I find out who I am? And glory be to God that he allowed me to give her keys to open up who she is. And it's going to be a blessing, because now that journey that's been locked up on inside of us now is unfolding itself in her senior year. And I will provoke you and tell you that you got to listen for the outside voices to confirm what you know to be true of you on the inside of you. Don't go to outside voices first. Ask God first and ask God to send those individuals to you that can confirm who he's called you to be. Remember, our identity is discovered. Discovered means to uncover. It's something that's hidden. It's something that's hidden to the naked eye. We may not be able to see it, but we can perceive it in our minds. We can perceive it in our hearts. That's why it's important to be careful of the voices that we entertain. Hip-hop, rap, R&B, without discovering who we are, those voices can send us in the wrong direction. And because we connect our feelings and our experiences with like-minded people, we will feel that that's the direction that we should go. That's why you find many young men attempting to be rappers, because they want to be rappers because, and when I say they, I mean often many. From my own experience, we want to be rappers because we connect with the person's story. And we want a way to get out, and we want to be able to provide for our families, but that may not be the direction that God has taken us to. So take this as my disclaimer that I'm speaking specifically from my own personal experience, observation, and what God has shown me. I know that when we listen to podcasts and Facebook Lives and all the vehicles that we listen to, our teachers, the people speaking, had a tendency to use many, some, most, all. Be careful, because it's coming from the person's experience. And sometimes the experience that we speak from is void of the wisdom of God, and it can bring blanket statements and generalizations to our minds, and it closes us off to hear and see different opportunities and learn and be able to receive different expression from different people, because we place a lot of kudos and a lot of credence on that person that's speaking. But we have to speak in wisdom when we teach you, when we do these podcasts, these Facebook Lives, these videos, these YouTubes. Be careful of that. All right, that's my commercial side note. How do I find out who I am? I go to the source and I ask God, reveal your true identity for my life to me. God, send people that walk in their true identity, their purpose and destiny in you to help me understand what I've been called to be, or who I've been called to be, and what you have called me to do on the planet to restore the lives of people. God will speak. He will speak. We just got to be sensitive. Also pray, God, let me be sensitive to these voices. Not only voices verbally, but voices that speak to me. Billboards, music, TV, the inner voice. A voice is not limited to someone speaking. It's unlimited in expression. God sets us on a planet where we're always speaking. You don't have to hear it verbally in order to hear it. You can hear it in your heart. You can hear it in your mind. You can hear it on TV. You can hear it on a billboard. All right. Sometimes when I'm driving on the highway, God will speak to me and he'll send messages to me via billboards, via commercials, via experiences in the store, watching kids and parents argue. He'll speak to me and tell me, oh, okay, I'm showing you that because that's the level of immaturity that you have in your life that I want you to address. Last but not least in this podcast, how do I find who I am? Which is important because all of our major decisions flow from who we are, or our perceived identity of who we are. So that's key. But I would say that the most important piece of this podcast, how do I find who I am, or who I am, is to understand that it's important to understand who we are. As I reiterate this point, because our decisions flow from our identity or perceived identity, and our influence of other people's decisions flow and either provoke or send people in the wrong or right direction. That young leader that came to me, let's say if I didn't understand who I was in God, I wouldn't have answers to that question. I wouldn't be able to send her to God and give her the right interpretation. You have a purpose. You have a destiny. You have an identity in God that he desires to reveal to you, despite any other voices, any of the experiences, any of the interpretations that you've had. God's voice will supersede and remove all the false identities, all the false experiences. We just have to be willing to let go. We have to be willing to divorce the past, who we thought we were, to advance into the future, who God has called us to be. My challenge for us is to take ownership off of everything that you have accomplished or achieved or acquired up to this point in your life, and forgive yourself for some of the mistakes that you have made. Once we're able to do those few things, the door to walking into our true purpose, our identity and destination will open. But we got to be willing to be flexible to let go. When I say let go, I mean let go and trust that God will lead and guide you in a direction. In order to get into this place, this dimension, we have to accept Christ as our Lord and Savior. So if you haven't already, please do. Ask God and let Him know, Lord, I want to accept you into my life. I want to accept you into my heart. I am now a new creation in you. And I will walk in the God-given purpose and destiny that you have given me. In Jesus' name, amen. That is important because no person can walk in the full fulfillment of who God called them to be without accepting the invitation of accepting Him as our Lord and Savior. All right. Many of us have accepted Him as Savior. You got me out of the situation. But as Lord, meaning that He leads and guides my directions and my path. Master Keys. From Mr. K's Divine Works, Education and Training, our responsibility to society at large is to help people advance personally, professionally, academically, and athletically through the discovery of our true identity in Christ. Thank you for listening. Please share. And please be ready for the next podcast, which will be sent very, very soon. Maybe this weekend or next week. But once again, please support the podcast. I thank you. And I appreciate you for taking the time out of your life to listen to what we had to share, what we had to offer. And I promise you, take these ideas and thoughts and podcasts to God and ask Him to reveal your identity, your purpose and destiny to you, and give me some feedback on how He showed you who He called you to be and what He called you to do and where He called you to go. Talk with you soon.